broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Beatrice got in the vehicle right after school and told me it was probably the worst.
I started taping it around 11 o'clock because I thought I'm actually not going to live.
I know heroes. I've met heroes. I've met some of the bravest people.
We've been sure to, you know, inform them of the danger of it.
And great myth spread over the law.
Good day.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. We're on the air every night until...
Red mist spread over the lawn.
4 a.m. on the East Coast, 1 a.m., on the West Coast. Number is 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-PHIL. We continue this hour with Professor Emory Clayton. We're going to be talking... with him about this Four Loko. You've probably heard about it. If you haven't, you probably should have, because it's a drink, one of the new energy drinks that we often hear about, or if you want, one of the new alcohol drinks that we often hear about, except this is a combination of both. It's alcohol and caffeine. Professor Clayton made reference to Red Bull and vodka, which was pretty much how a lot of this started. People just started mixing these drinks themselves or ordering them in bars. And now we have this Four Loko. Well, the problem is Four Loko has caused all manner of mayhem out there. At least people think it has. They're blaming Four Loko for the deaths of people, for the overdosing, for the visits to the hospital, for people throwing their guts up. Who knows? Stay with us to discuss this with Professor Emory Clayton at 877-876-PHIL, and also online at philhendryshow.com, where you can take a look at our live streaming video and listen to our live streaming audio right now, and also download hours and hours and hours and hours of archive material or listen to it streaming, and a whole lot more at philhendryshow.com. Now, here is one story that I think is interesting. We'll get Professor Clayton back on the line with us to discuss. This is a lawsuit, and there's a bunch of Four Loko stories here, Professor Clayton. Are you familiar with this?
Yes, I am, and I want to comment on that.
All right. I want to tell my audience, a Florida family is suing the makers of Four Loko in connection with their son's death. Now, this is Joe and Vicky Kieran. Joe and Vicky Kieran, and they say that their 20-year-old son, Jason, became intoxicated and wired after drinking at least three cans of the energy drink Four Loko, the alcohol equivalent of approximately 15 beers and six cups of coffee. Three cans of the energy drink. Now, we found out that one Four Loko has 13% alcohol. Now, a bottle of wine has 13% alcohol. So if you're drinking three cans of Four Loko, as I understand it, you are drinking the equivalent of three bottles of wine. Why don't you feel it? Because according to the detractors, the six cups of coffee worth of caffeine is what keeps you wide awake. Each fruit punch-flavored 23.5-ounce can has about 2.82 ounces of alcohol and about 156 milligrams of caffeine. The Kierans believe the drink caused Jason to become... What does that come out to, by the way, guys? Do the math for me, all right? Let's make 3 ounces to 23, call it 24, 3 ounces to 24. The Kierans believe the drink caused Jason to become so manic and erratic that he accidentally shot himself. The family's attorney, Don Van Dingeman, says the Florida State sophomore picked up a friend's gun after partying with his roommates for 30 hours straight on September the 17th. Professor?
It is an absolutely tragic story. It's an abomination for some company, and I can't believe, and I have talked on your radio program here this evening, Phil, for the last hour, and I cannot believe how some people want to protect the so-called entrepreneur or the so-called businessman, even at the expense of the lives of our young people. Now, you have here a family that is suing because their young man picked up a gun and killed himself. And I am telling you, Phil...
But how do we know that that young man didn't already have some emotional...
Oh, hold on for just a minute. I want to finish what I'm saying, and we can get into the emotional questions. And there is one thing, and I said this to you last hour, Phil. I'll say it to your listeners tonight. There's one thing that's in common here. One thing that is the commonality in all of these stories. And that one thing is Four Loko. I can talk about landing on the moon. I can talk about growing a tail. I can talk about bringing back the dead. I can talk about a tsunami. I can talk about breathing underwater. But if I put Four Loko in all those instances, there's one thing that's the commonality, and that's Four Loko, and I got to look at Four Loko as the reason why I'm breathing underwater, growing a tail. It doesn't make any sense if I don't. Now, having read the story that you read, and then I'll let you say what you want to say, Phil, but having read what you just read, I have to say that I am going to look into retaining counsel and filing a lawsuit against the young lady as well as Four Loko, because I have had my reputation has been besmirched, and that's an old-time word, Phil. And
you're going to sue the woman that you sexually harassed?
I did not sexually harass any woman. I had drunk Four Loko as an experiment to see what the reaction was. I wanted to know what it was doing to my students. And the result was something I did not anticipate at all. It gave me the feeling of being almost like God. And
you don't think that there was a mania going? You know how people who are manic depressive?
I'm not manic depressive. I don't have a mental illness. Four Loko is what did it.
Four Loko made you feel like God. That's a super feeling. And I'm asking, isn't it possible that there is a mania involved here?
You're just letting you, Mr. Hendry, forgive me, Phil, because I don't have to sit and be insulted. You're just like that lady last hour said that she thinks that I'm mental. She thinks I have a mental disease. And
I'm not saying that at all, okay? I'm saying that the possibility that you say you feel godlike.
I'm telling you what Four Loko does. I'm telling you what Four Loko did to me and what it does to these students. No wonder that young man picked up a gun. He probably thought he could survive a shotgun blast to the head.
Oh, I don't know that that's the case at all.
Well, did this young man not pick up a gun?
I don't know, but I don't want to begin to attribute necessarily the feelings he had, other than to say that his parents agree with you. They're suing Four Loko. 877-876-PHIL. Why don't we go back to the gentleman that we had on the line here at last hour. Kevin, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, how you doing?
Fine.
I'm giving a call in here because I'm listening to this nonsense on the radio. And, you know, you keep calling this guy Professor Emery Clayton. I think somebody,
yes,
first,
sir,
of all should check his credentials, because he's obviously got some type of mail order degree. I don't believe the guy's educated. He makes great radio, and he's obviously trying
Isn't
to push
that
buttons.
Funny?
He's obviously
no,
trying to push buttons.
I happen to be a professor of I'm a professor of urban studies at L.A. Canyon College. That's easy enough to look up.
Yeah, well,
that's easy enough to look up. Are you at a computer right now?
No, I'm not on a computer right now, but I'm still
listening
to you. And I'm glad I didn't go to that college, but you blame me.
I'm glad you didn't go to that college, too. I agree with you.
Well, listen, you blame me for a loco. How about the alcohol content in the product? Maybe it's just the alcohol. It's not the caffeine. You said it's like a speed.
It's got caffeine in it. It has a deadly combination of elements, alcohol and caffeine. Put those two together, and you have a problem there.
Okay, well, listen, you're educated. There's a drug on the market called Apex. It's used to speed up the metabolism. It's an amphetamine. It's used to lose weight, and it's on the market. It's made from the old phone.
Not over the counter, it's not. Not over the counter, it's not.
What I'm getting to is I take that product. When I take that product, guess what? It doesn't cause me to lose control. It doesn't make me do crazy things. You know? So let's take accountability.
What's that got to do with a drug you can buy in a liquor store?
Let's admit the alcohol.
Your comparison and your analogy was up, as the kids say, up the butt. It doesn't have any validity.
Okay.
No, he says, I take a drug that's under the counter. I take a prescription drug, and let me compare that now to something you buy in a liquor store. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're saying it's like speed. And I'm comparing it to speed.
I'm saying it's like a speed, yeah, but all of a sudden you respect my degree. Is that it? I thought you said I got it from a mail order catalog. Then why are you quoting me?
The
son, I'm running circles around you, son. I'm running circles around you.
needs to get educated, and it should change his name to Islo Gold.
The so-called caller needs to get educated and should do something else with his Tuesday night.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you very much for your call.
No, Mayo Dipper going to call up this show and start talking to me about...
And I don't like the Mayo Dipper thing, okay?
You're telling me he doesn't dip mayo?
I'm telling you I don't like that whole reference, if you don't mind. 877-877-877-876-PHIL. We're going to take a break here as we have Professor Emery Clayton on the line with us. Four Loko lawsuit. Parents are claiming the energy drink made their son so erratic and manic he accidentally shot himself. So Professor Clayton is saying, obviously, in the minds of these parents and in his mind, the federal government needs to step in and begin to step on, if you will, the manufacturers of this drink, Four Loko. It's the feds versus the entrepreneurs here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, would love to do to him.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here. Our number 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, talking tonight to Professor Emery Clayton about the Four Loko controversy. If you've heard of this alcohol and energy drink, you know the controversy surrounding what its effects are. There are a lot of college students that drink it and a lot of college students that have been hospitalized or otherwise they have been negatively affected. There is a lawsuit that has been filed by at least one family in Florida. This couple filing on behalf of a son that they say was killed. This young man shot himself after drinking three cans of this Four Loko. And Professor Emery Clayton joins us from L.A. Canyon College. You very much endorse this, and you feel you have a lawsuit as well, sir.
Yes, as I said to you, Phil, in the last segment, the young lady that I, when I drank that can of Four Loko, and I drank one can, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I did it because I wanted to see the effects that it would have on me as it was having effect on my students. I did not know, nor was I prepared, for the effect of the Four Loko on me. But when I sat down to do this teacher-student conference that I had with one of my students that afternoon, the effect on me was a hyper-consciousness and a hyper-vigilance along with the a euphoria of alcohol to the extent that I felt almost superhuman. And that's when I made that play for the young lady, and I'm sorry I did that, but I will sue Four Loko, and I'll sue the young lady involved if someone is so bold as to say that I have the low morals. I do not.
Well, you said...
Let me tell you one thing, Phil.
No, you said that you did this, and it was not your doing. It was the Four Loko.
Let me tell you one thing. I went to college, but before I went to college, I spent some time in a very unusual place, Algiers, Northern Africa. Do you know why? Because I was in something called the French Foreign Legion. Not too many people are aware of the French Foreign Legion. They've heard of it, but they don't know too many people that have been in the French Foreign Legion. I've been in the French Foreign Legion. And I can tell you, my friend, if you can take what the French Foreign Legion has to dish out, and I took it, don't tell me I don't know how to handle Four Loko.
And well, by your own admission, you didn't.
Not to the point where, yeah, the Four Loko did it to me, but I was fine.
But you didn't handle the Four Loko.
You know what I'm talking about. I'm fine. I was all right. The Four Loko wasn't okay. I'm fine. I was in the French Foreign Legion, is what I'm trying to tell you.
I don't know what that's got to do with anything. If you drank the Four Loko and you behaved a certain way, I don't know how you can say you were fine. Here is Marianne in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, listening on WZTK. Go ahead, Marianne.
Yes. I definitely feel that alcohol mixed with caffeine is probably not a good idea. And I have listened to the conversation for the last hour. I'm a little bit put out by the professor and the capability that he has as a professional, and I consider myself a professional, having allowed himself to have any type of alcohol prior to meeting with any student. That is unprofessional, no matter whether it was any type of alcohol drink that should never have taken place in a professional setting. Wouldn't matter what kind of reaction he had to it.
You know that I was in the French Foreign Legion. And the reason why I bring that up is because those of us who are legionnaires have a pretty big ego. We think we can handle anything. It's not unusual.
That doesn't matter. This was a professional setting that you had as a professional with a student, a college student that you're paid to go to, not with
right.
alcohol. I'm sure of that because my daughter in college at the University of North Carolina would never have had a professor that would have met with her who has ever had a drink.
Well, you don't know that's the case.
I'm not saying I don't know that. But I am saying you would never jeopardize your job as a professional because that young student that you did handle unprofessionally is at a disadvantage. And you jeopardized your position, I believe.
I don't understand what you just said. You were saying it good, and then you...
She's saying, why would you drink alcohol?
I drank a Four Loko. There is alcohol.
Well, it does have alcohol in it, correct. And you're
and caffeine. But you're leaving out the caffeine. You're leaving out the caffeine. See?
Well, that's exactly right. Even without caffeine, the two together may in fact be worse, like you said. But you should never have put yourself in that situation. You can
that's
do it at
point.
Home and see how it affects you. When you're sitting
That's
at home looking
point.
At your scrapbooks about the world and what you did, you know, wherever you were in the service, but not in money.
I was in the French Foreign Legion. I was in the French Foreign Legion. I can tell you that didn't cost you a dime. That cost France.
Well, no,
money.
But I don't
That's
care
number one.
Did or didn't.
You're not talking about the French Foreign Legion.
Here. I was
right,
using an analogy.
Saying,
you can look at your scrapbooks and talk about
you
it. But when you're with my daughter... Who's the same age on a college campus? No, that is
right.
That is not professional at any level.
But if you say to me, see, here's the point that you're missing. If I would have had, and I think they say this is the equivalent of how many ounces of, all right, a bottle of wine. If I had drunk a bottle of wine and sat down with your daughter to discuss her grades, I would have been fine. She would have gone home that weekend and said to you, Mama, Professor Clayton is the nicest man. He's wonderful. But... Because
That's
I have four
You're
local.
Missing the issue. That is not
No,
the
you're
issue.
Missing the issue.
Alcohol
I could have had two bottles of wine. Nope, you're wrong. Because I could drink that.
How do you know if you drank wine?
I could drink a bottle of Sneaky Pete. Are you kidding?
What do you mean, Sneaky Pete?
That's not going to make me act the fool. I told you, the Four Loko did. I was in the you know the booze we drank in the French Foreign Legion?
Will you, sir, with all due respect to the French Foreign Legion.
We're talking on campus as a paid professional from your university. That's what I'm talking here.
Ma'am, you just said as a prepaid professional? I didn't hear what you said.
As a paid professional.
You
I
are.
I heard say prepaid.
As a professor.
You said I was
as
prepaid.
A professor.
Well, you said prepaid professor.
I mean,
and
I'm a pharmacist. I would never, I'm a pharmacist. I would never go to work having had any kind of alcohol in my system. Never.
Don't make me want to eat my flat hat because you know something? You're a pharmacist. You are engaged in handing out drugs that will make people squawk like a chicken all day long. And you're telling me that I can't have a Four Loko experimentally.
All right, I think the lady's made her point. I thank you very, very much, Marianne. 877-876-PHIL. We don't have to get into her being a pharmacist.
Wait, hold on for a minute. The lady said she's a pharmacist. She hands out drugs every day that can make people make a man think that he's a Wolverine. And yet they look at me as if there's something wrong with me. Now,
why would you drink? And you've never answered this question. Why did you drink that Four Loko before you went into that session with that student?
Because Phil, I knew that my students had been drinking this stuff on the weekends. I wanted to know its effects. I know that I can drink alcohol because I was in the French Foreign Legion. That's what I was trying to say to you.
And somehow your membership in the French Foreign Legion means what?
I can tell you one thing. We'd be drinking ourselves some booze in the French Foreign Legion, friend. And nobody drink us under the table. That's number one. Number two, I realized then the issue had to be caffeine. And I was right. Because when I drank the Four Loko and sat down with this young lady, I'll give you her first name was Cheryl, I felt, and I will tell you, she was very lovely. And when she walked in and she sat down and I saw she was wearing a skirt, and she was very beautiful. I felt godlike when I saw, how do I put it? When I saw, all right, I'll say it. When I saw she had very lovely legs, and I felt almost like God. I can't even say, I didn't feel like God, I felt like Christ.
You know, the more you talk... the more you talk, we'll be back. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
We'd be drinking some booze in a foreign legion.
Here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Professor Emery Clayton this evening, we are talking about Four Loko. This is this alcohol and caffeine drink that has so injured a great many young people. Are they injured because of their own irresponsible drinking? Are they injured because the actual product itself is dangerous? Are they injured for a combination of problems having maybe to do with alcoholism? I tend to think that it's their irresponsible drinking, but Professor Clayton is here saying that it is the drink itself. Professor Clayton, you're also considering a lawsuit similar to this one. There's these parents in Florida.
I think that family has the right idea, Phil, and I say this. When you mentioned the family, that young boy who accidentally shot him, they say accidentally shot himself. I find that to be fascinating. Fascinating terminology, the accidentally. I'm sure that the Four Loko people... would love it, you know, to be accidental, because I can tell you, in my feeling and experience, I believe that this young man drank the Four Loko, and in some way, and I'm not saying that even the people that manufactured this drink understood, but in some way was directed by the drink, or otherwise compelled by the Four Loko to pick that gun up and blow his brains out.
And what do you mean, directed by the drink?
I think there was something in the biochemical reactions of that drink that would direct or otherwise encourage the young man. I told you, when I drank the Four Loko myself, and I very much love my wife, and yet I drank that Four Loko, and I felt a sense of power over all that I saw. For the first time in my life. Does that sound like a normal alcohol drink? No, it is not. And I would direct you to that film, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, when Richard Dreyfuss sees that big mound of mud or whatever the hell that... What was that thing he saw, that mountain?
Devil's Tower, Wyoming?
I don't know what it was, but it was that that big mountain. And suddenly he knew. He knew what he had to do. He saw that mountain, and he knew.
Well, what has that got to do with Four Loko, man? We're talking here about, you know, you're telling me that you drink alcohol and you're fine.
Phil, first of all, I want to tell you, every time I sit down with a student, I've usually had a drink. This is what's not unusual. I've always had a drink. People tell me I shouldn't have had alcohol. I have a drink all the time. I always love my Johnny Walker Blue, and I have myself a little bit of Johnny Blue in a water bag. And I sit down with my students, and there ain't never been a problem until I had this Four Loko, and I felt godlike. Now, why don't someone listen to me?
All right, 877-876-PHIL with Professor Emery Clayton. Barbara in Henderson, Nevada, listening to us on KDON. Go ahead, Barbara, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello, Dr. Clayton, I've been listening to you and what you've said about the students at your school. If these students are supposedly college age, and they do not have the self-control to not drink an alcoholic drink that is not good and is causing them trouble, well, then they need to leave that school and go back and learn some self-control. There is no reason that they're getting in trouble like they are if they had some self-control. And
why do they leave the school? They should get rid of the Four Loko. They don't have to leave the school. That is going to...
They need to leave the school and go learn some self-control and go learn
ridiculous.
How to be adults to take care of themselves.
That's
any adult makes the decision whether or not they're going to have a drink. And if they can't control themselves, they got no business being out of the house away from their mother and father.
I'd like to ask the lady a question. Can I ask the lady a question, too?
Go ahead.
And this is going to tell me a lot. Ma'am, do you drink?
No, not at all. No,
then you don't know what you're. Then you don't know what
you.
Then you don't know what you're talking about.
I have a drink.
All right, if you drink every once in a while, then I ask you this: have you ever had a Four Loko? No.
No, I never have.
So I don't think that you don't know what you're talking about, because Four Loko has got caffeine in it. Four Loko not only has alcohol, it's got caffeine, and inspires a sense of power. Have you ever felt powerful beyond, like, it scared you? That's how powerful you felt?
I feel powerful in that I'm in control of myself and my surroundings most of the time. I take care of myself, and I take care of my surroundings. And the fact that
you're
also counseling...
Do you feel as if you could control the earth?
Well, you have alcohol. I've never heard of such a thing. I don't know what kind of school you have there. But if I went to see a teacher to have him talk to me about my grades or about my classes, and he was sitting there drinking, I would get up and leave the room.
I drink before I have the meeting. I have Johnny Blue and a water back, and then I go in and have the meeting. The only way you'd know that I've been drinking is you might smell it on my breath, but I'm not drinking in front of you. All right? Now, I would do that. Now, I had a Four Loko, and I felt like I could control the earth and all life on it. Have you ever felt that way?
I felt the way I've wanted to feel. I've been drunk before at an appropriate time, like New Year's Eve, when I'm in a hotel, and then I go up and go to bed.
Or you go up and if you're with your husband.
Yes, with my husband.
You're not going right to bed.
Let's not ask her any more questions about that, okay?
All right.
Not old enough to stay away from a drink. They do not belong in college.
But I'm asking you, have you ever been drunk enough that you felt like you could control all life on Earth?
You've asked the lady that question. She said what she feels like drunk. And I have to tell you, Professor, feeling like you can control all life on Earth sounds like a manic episode.
Oh, will you get a load of Dr. David Viscott back from the grave? I'm not a psychologist, and neither are you, Mr. Henry. I'm telling you that's how Four Loko made me feel. For the first time in my life, even when I was in the French Foreign Legion, I didn't feel that powerful, and I could have used some of that. I could have used a little of that during the Gulf War.
As far as wanting to get rid of this drink, you know, if enough people don't drink it, it will go away.
If nobody drinks it,
it'll just go away. You don't need to have the government sue them or take any action. That's what people are supposed to do, boycott it.
Here's how it can go away. We make it illegal. There, it goes away. Okay.
No, you don't need the government to make it illegal.
Self-control.
It'll go away by itself with no one buying it.
Barbara, if you've ever had a Four Loko, you have no self-control because it makes you feel as if you could control life on Earth. Man, doesn't that...
All right, thank you very much, Barbara.
Let me talk to the lady.
No! Thank you very much, Barbara. 877-876-PHIL, and here is Jason on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, I feel like most of the callers haven't experienced drinking the Four Loko, and I feel that as a person with experience with the drink, it seems to me like your whole experience, Professor, about feeling godlike and all this, I mean, you basically explained to me you were drunk. I mean, have you ever been drunk before that? Because I've been drunk on before.
Are you kidding?
I was in the French Foreign Legion. I don't
drunk.
See what the difference is.
I've been drunk in some of the biggest cities of the world. I've been drunk.
I don't want to hear about the French Legion stuff, okay? You might have drank 10 barrels of whatever a day.
Why? Because I was in it and you weren't? That's why you don't want to hear about it.
No one cares.
Oh, forget about it, man.
You're changing the subject. No one cares about the French Legion stuff.
Listen, man. What I'm saying is, French
Legion. You're using everything as an excuse. Feeling godlike, crazy, all this, you know.
Yeah.
You're drunk.
Right.
You're a drunk. You admitted you drink before you see all the kids. I mean, how ridiculous is that? As a professor.
I'm not drunk. But that's the first time I ever got drunk. I drink Johnny Blue in a water back, and I'm not drunk. I sit there, I talk to the students about their grades. I tell them
you
about
drink
their
two Four Locos. Why didn't you experiment with one Four Loco, a little more appropriate? I mean, you don't drink the whole bottle of the other stuff.
What are you talking about? I drink me. What? What do you mean?
How many Four Locos did you drink?
I drank two.
All right, that's like two bottles of wine.
Right.
Look, I know what a bottle. Listen to you. Boy, I love it. How old are you, young man? This young
I'm
man,
19 I'm years old.
Oh, well, get a load of you. A real seasoned drinker you are.
Well, I mean, this is a topic. It's about kids my age in college. Why not have somebody call with experience with
it? I've spilled more than you drunk.
Oh, that line is so old.
It's still pretty good. And I'd say to this young man the following thing. If you drink Four Loko, the day is going to come when you have a manic episode and you feel as if you can walk into traffic and stop all those cars.
Well,
does it happen to me?
If you have a lot of anything, say I have a whole bottle of vodka, I'm going to feel the same way. I don't see you. I mean, I think you're a moron. This power is Four Loko. This godlike thing. I mean, it's alcohol in juice.
Are you sure?
With
you
some
sure
caffeine
you,
in it.
Are you sure you drank a Four Loko? Are you sure you drank a Four Loko? That's what I want to find out.
Yes,
yeah,
I have. I'm drinking many
you
Four
drank.
Loko.
And Jason, the Four Loko that you drank is the fruit punch one, right?
Yeah, that's what I had.
You had a fruit punch?
Yeah, well, whatever I had, had that fruit punch in it. And this kid is trying to pretend like he drank himself a
Four Loko. I've had the Four Loko, I've had the grape Four Loko, the fruit punch. They're all the same thing. They have
the
same
grape
content.
Four Loko, you black?
Flavor.
Because you sound like a mayo dipper. You black?
Why would you ask him that?
Because he said he drank the grape Four Loko. Only black people are going to drink that. And I can
see,
tell
this guy, you're ridiculous, man. You are ridiculous.
Why is that? Because I express my feelings.
I mean, you're just inappropriate. There's no reason to say that. All your stupid little comments tonight, I feel it's outrageous.
What comment did I make? I'm telling you, you're white. We can say that. And you got no business drinking grape Four Loko. Why are you drinking the grape?
Who cares if he drinks grape Four Loko?
The lemonades were getting old. I mean, what does that matter?
Because here's the point I'm making. You drink the Four Loko that I drank, and I'll tell you right now, you feel as if you are Thor, God of Thunder.
You've never felt that way.
I don't think you drank a real Four Loko.
Because that will just get you too hammered. Okay.
Ripped. Yeah, it'll get you ripped,
that's
and that's what we're talking about.
To over drinking any other kind of alcohol.
That's what I would ask you, Jason. In other words, the Four Loko, it's got caffeine in it, and the problem with these idiots that are drinking it and getting sick is they're just hammering back too much of this stuff, and they don't know what they're doing, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you're kidding me. You're talking to this kid and you don't believe me?
He's making more sense than you. Absolutely.
Well, I would say to the young man, with all due respect, if you come to see me, if you were in my class, I'd have a Johnny Blue, a water back. You'd never see it. You might smell it on my breath. I'd give you your assignments. I'd talk about your grades. And then I'd kick you out, and I'd go back to drinking. Now, I've never been
hammered.
That's
not a lot. That's not equal to the amount of Four Loko you drink. You're acting
like
a very good experiment. Because an experiment should be you using whatever you drink first, the same amount. Then the same amount of Four Loko, and then same amount of water, and see the effect.
Yeah, because you drank your Johnny Walker Blue, and then you had two cans of Four Loko.
Right.
That's different, man. You had way, way more alcohol with the Johnny Walker, or rather with the Four Loko, than you did with the Johnny Walker.
Get a load of you mayo dippers telling me how to drink whiskey. Boy, I love that.
What do you, mayo dipper, huh?
You know, I say it with love. I say it with great love.
All right, thank you. Jason, thank you for your call. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Get him off the... I'm getting a headache here. 877-876-PHIL. Get a load of the mayo dippers telling me how to drink Johnny Blue. It started out, we were talking about Four Loko and whether it ought to be illegal or whether we should just teach people how to drink alcohol more responsibly. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Get a load of the mayo dipper.
Phil Hendry.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And don't forget to listen to this show again. If you want to hear our visit with Professor Emery Clayton again, you can download the show tomorrow at philhendryshow.com. You can download it to your iPod or whatever you download things to. You can also listen to a mini podcast of the show tonight by going over to our website or to iTunes. And classic fills are available. Those are of our archive material. But tomorrow, and if you want to see the video cast again, you can go tomorrow and take a look at it on demand. It's all there at philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. Now, this is a very interesting. I got Robert Leonard and Bud Bickman next hour in our news hour. Okay, guys, you can. But I want you to think about this, okay?
Right.
This is interesting to me. This is Oksana Grigorieva. This is the woman that Mel Gibson was living with and fathered a child with. And she says that she, well, she's talking to Larry King, and that's all well and good, and we have some of that, and we'll play it for you. But the judge had ordered her not to speak with the press. Now, that's a judge's order, and you can call me a real square, and I am, because Phil Hendry is, at the end of the day, I'm a real square ass. I mean, I'm just one of these cats. If the judge tells me or the cop tells me, and I, yes, sir, I do, you know, I do what I do what I'm told to do by law. When the law says, here's the law, Phil, okay, you know. Maybe that makes me dumb. Maybe I, I'm sure, although I can't say for sure, but I'm sure that I have within me the ability to do the right thing, even if the law does not allow me to do that. So I would, you know, if I had to break the law someday to do something good or right or just or moral, I'm hopeful that I would do that. But I figure in my country, America, the law, anyway, is a just law. I don't know about people. I ain't vouching for people, but I believe in the law. So when a judge said to me, you don't talk, you understand? Yes, sir. It's called a gag order. You got that right, Mr. Hendry? Yes, sir, I do. Now, a violation of a gag order could include a prison stint from 1 hour to a few days, depending upon the severity of the violation, or a monetary fine against the lawyer or whoever violated the order. Now, I'm assuming that Ms. Grigorieva knows this. Her attorney told her this. She said, I don't care. I'm going to violate this gag order. Why? She feels she needs to get out in front in terms of the publicity. She feels like she needs to, she's got something to say that is important or vital. And why is it important or vital? Is it because it would save her life? Has it got to do with money? I don't know what it's got to do with, but it bothers me. It bothers me. Maybe nobody else, but it bothers me. Nonetheless, defying a judge's order not to speak with the press, Grigorieva taped an interview with Larry King set to air on U.S. televisions on Wednesday night. Now, having said that I don't like her violating the court order, I'm certainly going to play the audio from the interview. Do I look that dumb? In an interview with Larry King, which airs in full tomorrow night, that would be tonight, by the way, Oksana Grigorieva claims she was assaulted by Mel Gibson.
January 6th.
This year,
the beating took place. Mel actually assaulted me whilst I was holding the baby in my arms. And
at whose house? Your house?
That was his house. Well, our house at that point. And I ran into my son's bedroom and told him to hide because Mel is crazy. You know, he's getting really violent. So my son was getting ready for bed, and he jumped around the bed, kind of behind the bed. And I was standing in the middle of the room with the baby, like you know, mother protecting her cubs. And I was standing in the middle of the room holding the baby as Mel proceeded into the room and
struck him.
Struck me twice in the mouth.
In front of your boy?
In front of my boy.
Now, here is Grigorieva. She's asked why she taped the phone calls with Gibson.
I started taping it around 11 o'clock because I thought, I'm actually not going to live for the night. I'm actually not going to live for the night. And
he's going to come over and kill you.
Yes, that's what he said in those tapes. If you heard them without any interruption,
more, yeah.
Without any...
They were edited,
flipping.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I have... non-edited, and it's pretty frightening, and it's completely unforgivable.
So you were taping him in the thought that you'd be killed, and you wanted the world to hear this?
I wanted my mother to be able to prove that if I'm dead, that this is who did it.
So, and we'll talk a little bit more about this next hour. Gibson has stated in a legal filing he slapped his ex-girlfriend once with an open hand, but not with a closed fist, as she alleged. However, Grigoriva told Larry King that was not the case. He wasn't drunk. He hit me and choked me in front of my son and then brandished the gun at me. I left him on the 6th of January, she said. The following morning, he was already apologetic and asking for a chance for us to be together. She should have taped that. Seriously, that would have shown what a real psycho the guy is. He told me he would be cured, he'll be treated, and he'll be evaluated, all those things. And she said, adding, I covered up for him. I covered up what happened. Celebrity website TMZ.com has obtained a written declaration by Dr. Arthur Gordon saying he saw Grigoriva on January the 8th. According to Dr. Gordon, Grigoriva told him she was hit in the head the day before and that since that time she'd been suffering from nausea, headaches, and dizziness, as well as aches all over. Gordon added that while Grigoriva did not identify who attacked her, she did say it was the same person who broke her front teeth. Now, there's nothing in here, unless I'm missing it, as to why she's decided to violate the court order. But we'll try to figure that out. We come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that here on the world-famous Phil Hendry. Robert Leonard and Bud Dickman join me in our news hour. And an ambulance has denied access to an injured student on a newly remodeled football field. That's ahead, too. 877-876-PHIL. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.